Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God for each and every one of you for tuning in. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen radio broadcast. At this time, we'd like to ask you to turn your minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you for having mercy upon us. Oh, Lord God, we come before you and we humble ourselves before you, asking that you will search our hearts, oh, my God, and forgive our sins. Lord, we ask that you will wash us, purge us, oh, God, clean us up on the inside. Lord, make us all over that we may be the vessels that are pleasing before you. Lord, we ask right now for your spiritual guidance, that you will lead, guide, and direct us and in the path that you will have us to go. Lord, we come bringing all of our burdens, oh God. We come, Lord, with our sicknesses. Lord, all of our problems, we bring them before you. and we lay them down before you, Lord God, asking that you will intervene right now, that you will move by your power, Lord, and work things out for us. Lord, we can't do anything without you, so we need you right now, Lord, to send forth
Lord.
Your power, that you will stretch out your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. We ask you right now, God, to mend the brokenhearted, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord,
regulate those troubled minds out there, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Move in a mighty way, oh God, and manifest yourself to those who don't know you, Lord. We ask right now that you will send forth your word, God, that you will minister to our souls. Lord, feed us with manna from on high. Send your anointing, oh God, and anoint the speaker for tonight. Lord, we ask that you will open the word up to us. And Lord God, let your word reach our hearts to make us what you will have us to be. Not our will, oh God, but let your holy will be done. We ask,
yes,
Lord, that you'll continue to bless this broadcast and bless every listener, Lord. We are asking you to be with us throughout the course of this time, Lord God, and that your will be done in each of our lives. We are asking you, Lord God, to accept our prayer. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God,
Lord,
once again for allowing us to be on this radio broadcast. And I just want to take this time to give honor to God. Amen. And give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. And again, for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen on the Pastor Sheila Hameen radio broadcast. And we just want to welcome you with a warm welcome and feel free to let the Lord move in your life. Feel free to worship and praise the Lord with us. Praise be to God. I am the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, and that's located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and North and Southern District Overseer. He's the pastor of the Victory Temple Church of God located in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also joining me on the broadcast co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is a licensed field evangelist of the Headquarters Church in Camden, New Jersey. And we will be hearing from her a little bit later on. Praise the Lord at this time. And she's going to bring the word for us on this evening. Amen. Praise God. So prepare to hear from the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, which is taken from the 24th number of Psalms. That is Psalm number 24. And verse 1 reads, this is the King James Version of the Bible that I'm reading from. And it reads, "The earth, the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the opening scripture. Praise be to God. And this scripture is one of my favorite. Praise the Lord. Right. Knowing that the Lord, he's the one who made the earth, everything in the earth, and everybody in the earth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. He founded upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Oh, praise be to God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Praise God. The King of glory is the Lord. He will come in. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God. I feel excited because doing a work for the Lord gives me great joy. And
amen.
I realize that sometimes while we are laboring for the Lord, it may seem like we're all by ourselves.
Yes.
Don't worry if others don't try to do this work with you. Amen. If God gave you the workable one, praise
amen.
God. And know this, that when the Lord gives us something to do, he's always going to be there with us. As
yes.
a matter of fact, he's going to go ahead of us and prepare the way for us. He's going to go there and make things right. He's going to lay foundations. He's going to move obstacles out of the way. He's going to open up doors that are shut in our faces. And
yes.
those who are trying to shut us down and tell us no,
right.
God is going to work on their hearts. Hallelujah, and
amen.
Cause him to be a blessing so that we can do the work that the Lord has given us to do. So there's
amen.
No excuse saying, well, Lord, they wouldn't say yes, or they shut the door on me and they wouldn't do this or that. There's no excuse because
amen.
God has the power to make the way for you if you really want to do his will. If you
amen.
Really want to labor, he will surely
mm-hmm.
make the way for you because he wants you to do this work.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so it just gives me great joy to do something for the Lord. Praise be to God. And again, I'm so grateful. Thank God for each and every one of you and for the prayers and all the support, all the encouragement. You know, it means much, and it goes a very long way. Praise the Lord. And I just get excited when it comes to talking about the Lord and doing something for the Lord. You know, I have something to say. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm just a quiet person. Praise the Lord. But when I'm talking about Jesus, I can talk about Jesus all day long. I can talk about Jesus all night long. I could talk about Jesus all week long.
All
hallelujah.
Right.
Every day I can talk about Jesus because he has done so much for me. And the one thing that we say a lot is we cannot tell it all. Praise
amen.
The Lord. But I just want you to know that Jesus is the reason for the season. Praise be to God. And I'm so thankful. Thank God for his blessings upon us, and I'm not going to stand in the way. Praise the Lord, but we have a dynamic speaker, an anointed woman of God who believes in letting God have his way. And so we're going to ask that you will pray along with her that the Lord's word will have free course and that his will be done in her life. At this time, I would like to introduce to you our speaker for this evening in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in Radio Land. Let us turn our hearts to prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity to project your word. We thank you for another chance, O Lord, to give thy name the praise, for thou art worthy. Pray that you will have your way. Put your words in my mouth. Send thine anointed. Let some soul be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to the word of God in the book of Psalm, the 46th number of Psalm. And it reads, beginning with the first verse, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, not we fear, though the earth removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God, in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob, our refuge. We thank God for the reading of his word from the 46th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 7. My topic tonight, God, our help.
Yes, Lord.
Help trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, trouble is coming on every hand, on every side. As we look around in this world, we see nothing but a lot of trouble. Trouble can come to agitate you.
My God.
Trouble will cause you to be spiritually or financially disturbed sometimes. The devil will try to shake your spirit. He'll try to agitate you mentally. He'll try to vex your soul. The devil will try to cause you to worry. We don't have
Amen.
To worry because the Lord is on our side.
Amen.
And God is our help. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Ooh.
I thank God today. He's a good God. He's a miracle worker. God can do everything. He can't fail, cannot fail, because God is supreme. He's that supreme deity. God knows he can do everything that
Amen.
We need him to do, and we need him to make a way. God will make a way for us.
Amen.
And he made a way for the children of Israel when they went through the Red Sea on dry ground. He made a way for them. He can make a way for us. He
Amen.
Will come to our aid. He will help us. And when you ask for help, God can assist you. And
Amen.
He can give you some help. And that's,
yes.
that's what God has done for me. When I
Praise
needed God. Help, when
yes.
I needed someone to assist me, God sent the help. I thank God because that's the kind of God that we serve. He's an
yes.
on-time God, and he's never late. The scripture says, God is our refuge. When we get in trouble, he's a refuge for us. He is a hiding place for his people. Thank you, Jesus.
If we keep
our trust in God, keep looking to the Lord, and be obedient to the word of God, He will come to our refuge. He will help us. He will make a way for us out of no way.
Hallelujah.
And make the way. He will create a way
when it
seems like there is no way. My God is an all-time God. He will come and he will open up that door that seemed to be closed in your face. He will make a way. And that's why I depend on God. That's why I put my trust in God. Nahum said in 1:7, he said, the Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Mm-hmm. You trust in God today. I trust in God today because he is my help. I trust in him because he made a way. I trust in him because he opened up a door that was closed in my face.
Yeah.
I trust in him. When I needed him, he came right on time. He's never late. He's always on time.
Oh.
Hallelujah. The book of Psalm 32:7 said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. God will keep you from the trouble. When the devil come to worry you, God will keep you. When the devil come to try to disturb that peace, God will keep you. When he tries to vex your soul, God will keep you. Hallelujah. When danger come your way, God will keep you. In the time of danger, when affliction come your way, God will keep you. He will help you. He will work it out in your favor. God will send the help that you need. Hallelujah. Because we trust in him. He knows them that trusted in him. He knows them that look to him that keep the faith. He knows them that continue in prayer and wait on God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Psalm 37:24. Sometimes we fall, but the Bible says he shall not utterly be cast down. For the Lord, he upholdeth him with his hand. The Lord will uphold us. Sometimes we do fall down, but the Lord upholdeth us, and we're able to get back up again.
Hallelujah. We're able
to run this race, even in a time of trouble, even when things are going wrong in our lives. He will help us. He will help us, and that right early. He'll come to our rescue. He'll make a way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. We are tempted sometimes, but God knows how to deliver his people out of the temptation. He knows how to work it out. He knows how to fix it for his people. Because we trust in him. We look to him. Our faith looks up to God. Our faith is in the God of our salvation. So therefore, the Lord comes to our rescue. He helps us when trouble, when afflictions come upon our body. Sometimes we get sick in the body. And sometimes we get weak in the body.
Amen.
My God, know of how to deliver the time yet.
Thank
you. Temptation. We got to be tried as gold is tried by the fire.
Amen.
And we may come out as pure gold, but we learn how to trust in God and take him by faith that he will deliver, that he will assist us, that he will come to our aid, that he will make that way. The way is already made. We just have to take God at his word. Even though we don't see the way is already made. But we just have to take God at the word, at his word, and trust in him, as the Bible says. Glory to God. The Bible says in Psalm 138 and the 7th verse, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand, he shall save me. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
he shall save me.
Hallelujah.
Out of all of my troubles. This poor man cried. Turn him and deliver him out of all of his troubles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that will come to your rescue. He'll hear your cry, and he will answer your prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The God we serve, he's an able God. He can do all things.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, the Lord is so worthy. I heard David, the psalmist, when he said, yay. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. He'll comfort you even when you're down in the valley. Hallelujah. The Lord will bring you up. Out of that valley. Glory to God. Sometimes we walk in places that is dangerous. But God will help us. He will keep us from the danger. Danger all around. The Lord sendeth his angels. The angel of the Lord encampeth about them. That fear his name. Hallelujah. He will keep us in the midst of trouble. He will keep us when the affliction come upon us to overtake us. But my God, he has healing hands, and heal us from our afflictions. He will heal us from every malady of sin. He heals us. Hallelujah. God, he is a healer. He is a savior. He can save from sin. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the time when I was walking in sin. No God on my side. No peace in my mind. But my God looked down on me with a pitiful eye. And God had mercy on me. It was nothing that I did, but it was the mercy of God that looked down on me and saved my soul. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all of his trouble. That's what the Lord has done for me. He delivered me out of all of my troubles, and I'm glad about it tonight.
Thank you,
Lord. I'm so glad for what the Lord has done. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. I tell you, we're living in terrible times, times when men's faith is failing them. Some turning away
because of the tests and the trials. Some giving up, throwing up hands. Hallelujah. So we got to hold on.
Hold on.
God will help us. He'll help us to hold on.
Yes.
You just have to have the mind to want to hold on. And
amen.
If you have that mind, my God, he will help you. He'll come to your rescue. If you just keep the mind to want to be saved, the mind to want to do what's right, my God will help. And I'm a witness because when trouble came my way, the Lord was right there to help me.
Thank
the psalmist said in the ninth number of Psalm, the ninth verse, said the Lord also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. You see, trouble comes, but God, he will be a rescue. He will be a refuge
for you
in the time of your trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
May not be like mine may not be like yours.
All right.
See, your trouble in the way of afflictions, God is still able to help you to get through it. Some people have been oppressed by the devil. He has oppressed them.
Amen.
God's given his word. He said the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. So if you oppressed, the Lord said he'll be a refuge for you.
Thank you,
so we
Jesus.
Could take God at his word because
amen.
He cannot fail. He's a just man. God is just. And in the book of Proverbs 24 and 16, he said for a just man falls seven times and rises up again, and the wicked shall fall. Hallelujah. Sometimes we fall. And the wicked look upon us. Say, look at them now. They don't fail.
Yes.
I tell you, my God, he upholdeth us. Said the righteous man falleth seven times. But here come my Jesus.
Stepping
right in. Holding us up in his hand. Keeping our souls and our minds. Hallelujah. We are in the palm of God's hand. And no man can pluck us out.
No man.
Jesus. I tell you, I thank God for that security. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Glory.
I have security in my God. Thank
you,
Jesus. Security. In the Lord Jesus, that's where our security is. Thank you, Jesus. It's not in our jobs. It's not in our money. It's not in our possessions. But it's in Jesus, the Son of God. That's where our security is. Glory to God. Although the devil may try to oppress us and afflict us, our security is in the God of our salvation. He won't let us down. He won't let us go lacking. I heard the psalmist when he said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I have not seen God's righteous asking for bread, begging for bread, and begging for money. Because the Lord has always made a way, and he promised that if we would obey his word, keep his commandments, that the blessings would overtake us.
Yes.
I believe that. I believe God.
I
take him at his word. Let's remember that God is our help. He's our assistance. He is our aid. Whatever we need, we can go to God in prayer, and he can work it out. He can fix it for us. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what happened in your life. God knows all about it.
He sees everything. He knows
Amen.
Just you're going through, and he knows just what you are dealing with, but he
yes.
knows how to fix it.
Amen.
Mother may not be able to fix it. Father, husband, wife may not be able to fix it, but God, he knows how to fix it, and
yes.
he will help and deliver out of that trouble. But we
Amen.
Just have to trust in him, taking at his word. If you are listening to this broadcast, God can help you. Want you to be encouraged to keep looking to God. Take him at his word. He never failed. I don't care if he didn't move when you wanted him to move. He's still there,
yeah.
able and willing for you. But you just got to keep taking him at his word because he will not fail. He cannot fail. He cannot lie.
Cannot.
He's the God of his word, and he will come to our rescue. God
Amen.
Is our help. Thank God for his word on tonight.
Amen.
Be blessed tonight. Take God at his word, and he
yes.
will work everything out. All right. God bless you. This part of the service is into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that beautiful, powerful, inspiring message coming through Evangelist Maybel Edmond. She preached under the anointing, and she let God have his way. The Lord speaking to us to reaffirm and reassure us that he truly is our help. Amen. And God will help and deliver us. Hallelujah. I just thank God because the word of God has truly stirred my soul. And just listening as she began to speak the word of God, the Lord began to minister. Amen. He ministered to my soul. And this is so encouraging and so uplifting. To know that he's always
glory,
there.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. No
yes,
matter
Lord,
what
Jesus.
Trouble comes up in our lives, no matter what sickness try to overtake our bodies, God surely is our help. He'll be there to help us. Amen. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He is everything. Glory to God. Present help in trouble. Regardless of what's going on around us, he's not just there in the time of trouble, but he's there in the trouble with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that message just stirred me up and made me think about the three Hebrew boys who were thrown in the fiery furnace. Oh,
all right.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
he was
Lord,
a
Jesus.
Very present help in
Amen.
The fiery furnace with them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And he's the same God. Oh, praise be to God. He took the heat out of the flames where the
yes,
flames couldn't even harm them. Oh,
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. If you just trust him and keep your faith in him, he will never fail, neither will he let you down. Oh, praise to God. But he will be there to help you, and that right early. I just
yes,
thank God. I heard somebody say, when one preacher preaches, make another preacher want to preach. Oh, praise
yes,
God.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
That's a soul-stirring message. Oh, praise be to God. Just, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory
yes,
be to God.
Jesus.
Just thinking on
Jesus.
How the Lord, he will come and he will deliver us out of all of our troubles.
Amen.
I mean, trouble can stack up upon troubles, but it
yes.
doesn't matter. The Lord will deliver us out of them all. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Just keep on trusting in the Lord.
Yes.
Keep on looking to him. Amen. And he will be there for you. Praise be to God. You have nothing to fear. Because the Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I truly enjoyed that message on tonight. Praise be to God, and maybe somebody listening to the broadcast this night may have found themselves in a world of trouble.
All right.
Not too far gone that the Lord cannot reach you. The Lord is able to come and join you in the trouble and lift you up out of those troubles. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the troubles will be behind you because God is that kind of God. Oh, praise be to God. And if you have any faith in him to trust him, he will prove himself every time and let you know that he will always be there for you. Amen. Maybe there is somebody listening tonight who has sickness in their body, diseases or something going on with you, and you may not even be sure of what's going on. Doctors may not know what's happening, can't give you a diagnosis. Oh, praise be to God, but God knows everything that's going on in your body right now. Hallelujah, because he's the one who made you, and he knows your name. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We don't know what's going on, he is aware, well aware of what's happening on the inside. Oh,
amen.
And I'm here to tell you that God will make you whole, completely whole. He will work a miracle and confound the scientists and the doctors. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Maybe somebody listening tonight has just been waiting for a long time, praying and asking God to do something special for them. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Your prayer will not go unheard. Amen. And the Lord will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you can only believe, keep the faith. Oh, yes, Lord. He'll come through for you. He'll be there. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Glory be to God. Maybe somebody's been seeking deliverance. They may be bound up and tied up and just can't get loose. And I'm here to tell you that God has the power to break every chain, to destroy the yokes of bondage, whatever is entangling you. God has the power to make you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
And I know that there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to go to the throne of grace. And we're going to touch and agree on the same things, believing God together. So whatever your situation is, God is aware. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. There used to be a time where the radio evangelist would say, put your hand on your radio. But we have all kinds of devices. Oh, thank you, Lord. If you're holding your cell phone in your hand, if you're on the computer, wherever you are, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
And you're listening. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory be to
God. Jesus. Have your way.
Reach out with your faith and let us touch and let us agree and go before God right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we thank you for
you,
your
Jesus.
Mercy. We thank you for
thank
your
you,
word,
Jesus.
Oh God. We thank you,
for
your power, Lord Jesus. We thank
Lord.
You for the moving of your spirit. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you,
for reassuring us that you are our help and that you
Lord.
Will help us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We
thank
pray
you,
right
Jesus.
Now, God, touching and agreeing on the same things, asking these petitions of you. Lord God, you know the unspoken request. You know,
Lord,
the one
that
is spoken out loud. And we are asking you by faith
in the name of Jesus.
Name
just
of
go
Jesus.
Right now, Lord, and visit each and every one who's listening and lay your hand on them right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let, Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. Do
yes,
wonders,
Lord.
Oh God. Move by your
oh,
power.
Jesus.
Lord, save. Hallelujah.
Save.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Save, Lord. Save the lost souls.
Oh,
save those who are in trouble and can't see their way out. Lord,
yes,
make a way for them.
Make a way, Jesus.
Open up the door for them, God.
Yes,
move
Lord.
In their behalf, Lord Jesus. Where there is no way, Lord God, create a way.
Yes,
we know you're able, Lord.
You're able, Jesus.
Those, oh God, that are oppressed, we pray, God, that you would deliver them from that oppression.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Lord God, have mercy right now, Lord.
Mercy,
remember
Jesus.
That one tonight who's troubled in their mind. We're asking you, Lord, to give them peace in their
yes,
mind.
Lord.
Have mercy, oh my
have
God.
Mercy, Jesus.
Remember that one tonight who is worried about everything, whose heart
Lord.
Is troubled. Oh
yes,
my
Lord.
God. I pray right now that you will visit them and that you will comfort them, oh God. And
yes,
Lord God, mend the brokenhearted tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh Lord, those who are discouraged, we pray for encouragement. Lord,
yes, Lord.
Lift them up right now.
Lift
them heavy
up.
Burdens. Oh Lord Jesus, destroy the yokes of bondage. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the name of
have
Jesus.
Mercy, oh my God.
Have mercy.
And cover under your blood. Let
yes,
your
Lord.
Blood wash. Let
yes,
it purify.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Let
yes,
it protect
Lord.
Us from
yes,
every
Lord.
Evil force. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We're depending
Lord,
on you, Lord.
Lord.
We're looking unto you.
You yes,
are
Lord.
The author and the finisher of our faith. And
yes,
Lord, we ask you right now to strengthen our faith, oh God, to build
please,
up
Jesus.
Our faith.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We're being tried on every side.
Yes, Lord.
We're being tried, tested, oh God. And we
yes,
need
Lord.
Our faith to be strong so
yes,
that
Lord.
We can stand and not be moved in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we pray right now a special prayer for everyone who's requested prayer and is on our prayer list.
Yes,
all
Lord.
The prayer lists, all the way around the world. We are praying, God, that you will look on everyone name by name, one
yes,
by
Lord.
One, Lord Jesus, and bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. You know what's best, Lord Jesus.
You know, Lord.
If we're turning everything over to you. We're casting all our cares on you because
yes,
we know that you care for us. And,
yes,
Lord, we just want to thank you.
Thank
for
you,
just
Jesus.
Hearing our prayer tonight. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For listening to us, oh God. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being patient with us, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory,
Jesus.
Glory to your
thank
name,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you,
giving
Jesus.
Us the victory. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For giving
glory
us healing
name,
in
Jesus.
Our body, Lord God. We thank you. We thank
yes,
you,
Lord
Jesus, for healing our minds, our souls,
yes, Lord,
and
Jesus.
Our spirits. Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Bless your holy name, Lord.
Glory,
we're
glory,
asking
glory.
You to remember us, oh God, in a special way, Lord Jesus,
yes,
to be
Lord.
With us. Oh, blessed Savior, continually let your presence remain with us. Let it remain in our households, oh God.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Our families, Lord Jesus. We pray for our families, Lord.
Yes,
families
Lord,
that are going through so many things, who have bereavement, Lord God, who have
Lord.
Troubles
in the home, Lord, who is dealing with drug addictions, oh God,
yes,
alcohol
Lord.
Addictions. We
yes.
pray, Lord Jesus, for miracles.
Yes.
In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, Lord.
Lord
God,
yes,
we pray
Lord.
For healing of the family,
yes,
Lord God.
Jesus.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh,
Lord
bless
Jesus.
Him,
yes, Lord.
We pray, God,
yes,
for
Lord
the
Lord
youth,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. The young, oh, Lord God,
yes,
preserve
Lord
their
Jesus.
Minds. Don't let the enemy destroy them. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Don't let the enemy destroy their lives. But preserve them, Lord, and set them apart. That you may use them for the future generations. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
We believe you, O God. And we
yes,
take
Lord.
You at your word. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
we
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord,
we
yes,
believe.
Lord.
And we count it as
Jesus.
Done. We
yes,
believe
Lord.
That we have these petitions
oh, yes,
that we've
Lord.
Asked on this night. And we are ready to testify. To your glory and honor.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your holy name. We ask, Lord, all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank
glory.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Wherever you are, you ought to give God some kind of praise.
Yes.
You ought to lift
Amen.
Up your voice and
glory.
Give thanks
glory.
Unto
glory.
The Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus. Glory
thank
be
you,
to God.
Thank you,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, my
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You just
Jesus.
Hold on to that faith and you
thank
believe
you,
God and you go ahead and thank him for
yes, Lord.
Already blessing you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank him in advance
thank you.
For your healing,
thank you.
For your
thank
deliverance.
You.
Oh, yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank him in
yes,
advance
Lord.
For your answer. Praise
yes,
be to God.
Lord.
Oh,
thank
you,
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. I thank God,
oh, Lord. I thank
for
you,
that
Lord.
Precious word coming
thank
on
you.
Tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God
thank
for
you,
prayer.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. There's power in prayer.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, if we just keep on coming together, praying unto the Lord, something
yes.
good will happen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot will happen. Good
Amen.
Things, bad things, all kinds of things will happen because God will surely move. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Oh, yes,
Amen.
He will. We don't
mm-hmm.
have any control over what God's going to do or how he's going to move. Amen.
Amen.
But we
Amen.
Know he will surely move. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So I'm so grateful. I just thank God once again for everyone tuning in and listening. To the broadcast and giving your support, amen, so faithfully.
Amen.
It's a blessing indeed, amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to come on in a little bit here, amen, praise God, and give some announcements. But before we give these announcements, we're going to have some final words or remarks from our speaker on tonight. Evangelist Maybelle Evans.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's something that we need. Prayer. Glory to God. Prayer
Jesus.
Changes things. Prayer
Amen.
Gets the work done.
Amen.
Prayer will go where
Lord,
we hallelujah. Can't go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer.
Yep.
Prayer.
Prayer.
Open up that closed door. Prayer. Will heal our bodies. Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
Prayer. God will make a way. Prayer, if we pray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I thank God. I'm going to get on out of the way, but I thank God for that beautiful prayer. I know prayer changes things.
Amen.
I thank God for it. And I will encourage you, Ben, to keep on ministering because this
mm-hmm.
is a beautiful ministry. I'm enjoying it and I'm being blessed. And I want to say, I want to encourage my cousins that are on the line to continue
yes.
to listen in. And we're thankful that you have a mind to support this ministry.
Thank
and we
you,
are praying for you. God bless you.
Amen.
Back into the hands of Evangelist Hanin.
Praise be to God. Amen. Thank God she got stirred up and was ready for round two. That's all right.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and how the Lord is blessing her. Amen. To minister also
glory,
on the broadcast. It's such a blessing indeed. Praise the Lord. So, just wanted to make a few announcements here. If you would like to reach out to us by email, you may do so by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Also, just to let you know, for those who are tuning in or haven't been on the broadcast or it's your first time, we are broadcasting every Friday evening at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to listen online, you may log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService, Title I School. The one is spelled out, and I'll say that again. You can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService, Title I School. And you'll see there are some broadcasts on demand that you can also listen to in your leisure if you have the time to do so. So all of our broadcasts are on the website, and you can feel free to leave a comment and continue to listen by logging on. If you would like to correspond with us in writing, you may do so by writing to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Again, that P.O. Box is 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And you can continue to dial in by phone by dialing 319-527-6763. And I just wanted to say also, I'm so grateful that the Lord has blessed many of us to go ahead and launch out into the deep or stretch out. And we have some ministries that are hosted throughout the week. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now, but on Wednesday, we have Evangelist Martha Colbreth, who is going forth with the Ministry of Hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. And other prayer ministries, we have Missionary Myrtle Huff and also Missionary Rebecca Ingram, who are hosting the Power Hour. Amen.
Yes.
I might be saying that right. But on Thursdays, they are hosting that. Praise be to God. We have Elder Barry Johnson, who is on YouTube. If you type in his name, Elder Barry Johnson, you'll be able to view his YouTube channel. And also Pastor Robert Huff out in North Carolina. He's the pastor of New Hope Temple in Hamlet, North Carolina. He has a radio broadcast on Saturdays, and I don't have that information. Sorry about that. But you keep tuning in. We're going to have that information available for you. I believe they are working on having it where we can listen in as well. At this time, those in North Carolina can tune in And as soon as we get that information, as soon as they have set up where we can tune in from other areas, we will pass that information on to you. And also, we would like to ask you to please continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list. Pray one for another. Let's pray for the bereaved families. Amen.
Yes.
Because I know of a surety that prayer really does help and it works. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we're so grateful for each of you once again, and we welcome you. Don't stop praising the Lord. If you're praising him right now, you know, you don't have to end that praise. There was a song say, I can't stop. I just can't stop praising the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Keep on praising the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise is going up. So we do thank God for the radio broadcast on this evening. This does conclude the broadcast for this evening, and we look forward to you joining us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. God bless you, and we love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just want to say to Evangelist Nay's cousins, it was a pleasure meeting you all. Amen. When I was down in Georgia with her. Praise God.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful. I thank God for you tuning in continually, and may the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you. And at this time, God bless you. Have a blessed night.